God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the epistle for this day, from the 8th chapter of Romans, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. I often think that the Christian people learn more from the hymns they sing than from the sermons they hear preached. And I'd like to say that this hymn that we just sang is about as good a commentary as can be imagined on the epistle for this day. So, if you have a copy of the blue hymnal or the red hymnal at home, when you get home, by all means open the hymnal and read and ponder this hymn again. In the epistle for today, St. Paul says, "You have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." That one little word, Abba, in a sense, contains the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. The word Abba is an Aramaic word, and the Aramaic language was, in fact, the language that our Lord spoke. This word Abba seems to have gone into that language from the halting speech of little children. Abba, Abba. Sounds like daddy, papa, Abba. Until the Lord Jesus came into this world, none of the Jewish people had ever thought that they could so address the God of all creation. But Jesus himself used this word in praying to his Father. And so in the account of Jesus' agonized prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays, Abba, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And he made it possible for you and for me and for all sinners, so to address God. In one sense, all human beings are children of God, in that he is our maker. But we are children of God who have turned our back on him, and who have sinned, and so have been deprived of the divine life. It is only through Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection, that you and I are restored to the status of children of God. Because Christ has welcomed us to himself, we then can also join in his prayer to his heavenly Father, Abba. As St. Paul says, when we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And so we pray, Abba, Father. And the Holy Spirit creates the faith in our hearts, whereby we can so call upon God. And the Holy Spirit continually calls us also to live as the children of God. St. Paul says, "So we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." When Paul speaks of living according to the flesh, the word flesh doesn't mean the body, this flesh. It means us as human beings who are alienated from God, who despise his word, who do not fulfill his will. And Paul says, if you live according to that flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And so Paul encourages us to destroy, to cut off within ourselves all that contradicts our status as God's children. He says, we have not received the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The works of the flesh, Paul speaks of these very clearly in his letter to the Galatians. He says, the works of the flesh, that is the kind of behavior that belongs to our sinful nature, is fornication, impurity, and indecency, idolatry, and sorcery, quarrels, a contentious temper, envy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, party intrigues and jealousies, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. And Paul goes on to say, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who behave in such ways will never enter the kingdom of God. Paul here faithfully echoing the words of the Lord Jesus in today's gospel. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And in contrast to these works of our sinful nature, Paul also speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit produced in us by the Holy Spirit. And that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, self-control. That is the fruit of the Spirit. So how is it with you and with me? How am I, how are you, in our heart of hearts? What do our lives look like? Do we take delight in strife? Do we refuse to forgive those who've hurt us? Is our speech charitable? Do we use God's name carelessly, irreverently, or even worse, to curse others? Is the Lord Jesus, in fact, my Lord? Or do I, in reality, think and speak as if I am my own Lord and Master? Any honest self-examination can only show that we are all without exception called to sincere repentance. Because this fallen world and our own fallen selves are full of disobedience and unbelief. And so our whole life as Christians can only be one of daily repentance and also of sheer joy in the Savior's mercy, new every morning, fully and freely given, having been washed in the saving waters of baptism, daily hearing anew the Savior's word of forgiveness, and receiving the truly life-giving food of his precious body and holy blood, the price of our salvation. And having our hearts and minds enlightened and guided by the Holy Spirit through Holy Scripture, God's Word written, and knowing with full assurance of faith that in that last and great day the risen Lord will appear in glory, judge the living and the dead, and as the long-awaited heavenly bridegroom gather his bride, the Church, into that heavenly kingdom which he prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Jesus prays, Abba, Father, and because we have been made the children of God by his mercy, we too cry, Abba, Father, the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father,